Good morning. It's a good morning. Good day. Good afternoon. It's a Friday. It is the 18th. I got my dentist got all pissed off at me today or yesterday, and I said they called it. They reminded me that I had a tooth cleaning and one other thing, and I said I can't do it because I've got some other stuff scheduled. It just came up at the last minute, which it did, and they sounded like they were all pissed off at me. Hey, that's fucking life. I said, go ahead, charge me for the appointment, okay? Jesus H. Christ. I got bigger fish to fry here, man. Fuck. All right, so we had a suggestion from the BSPs and More page, which I really liked, from Quaco, and I think, where is it, man? Where are you? Really fucking good one of, it made me laugh when I was looking at the post. You know what? The BSPs and More page I really love and I appreciate so much from Melissa, but I hate the way it's popular, way these posts populate. It just, you try to find a motherfucking post in this feed, it's fucking impossible. I posted something about Chris Kemp, and everyone's telling me, well, it's there. I can't find the motherfucker. I've scrolled all the fucking way down 5, 6, 7, 8 days. It ain't there. I can't find it. Because I did this whole thing in appreciation of Chris Kemp's really great artwork. Now I'm trying to find this goddamn fucking post about this. And the minute somebody just all, somebody says just anything, and somebody comments on it, and then boom, it's off the fucking, it's someplace else on the page. We got shit at the top of this page that was posted like a week ago. Who gives a fuck? It's stuff that's posted at the top of the page that was like 2 days ago, and shit that was posted 5 minutes ago. I don't know, maybe in a bad mood. I'm in a bad fucking mood, never mind. But anyway, this is from March of 2022, and I really think it's funny. Is it Steve Ozell? Who is it? It's Coach Dozier. He just doesn't give a shit that baseball has started. It's from 3 years ago. sorry for me being in such a bad fucking mood, but I got a lot of shit on my mind, man. Let me see, where are we at here? Okay. Oh, man. And I'm very weird. I've been reading history today. I've been doing a lot of reading of history. And I, you know, that's what I do. And people will say,
gee, maybe I should read history too.
Yeah, you should. But here's the thing. I gave up encouraging people to read history because some people just don't want to read. You know, some people, and I'm not saying you're stupid because you don't read history. I'm not saying that at all. If you don't like history, that you know, you're not going to read it. I mean, I find it instructive, especially the times we're living in right now. So I spent a good part of the afternoon reading transcripts. from the Nuremberg war crime trial. And a lot of people say, oh, God, Phil, on with the Nazis again. Yeah, anybody that says to you, oh, not Hitler again, don't post to me something like, Hitler again, ha-ha, because I'll respond with, yeah, facts again, ha-ha, truth again, ha-ha, history again, ha-ha, reality again, ha-ha, yeah, ha-ha, bitch. So it was one of those days, you know. All right, so what do we got here? March 10, 2022. This is a fucking riot. This ought to be a fucking riot. Here it is. March 10, 2022, Coach Vernon Dozier monologues. Coach Vernon Dozier monologues with frustrating, what does it say? Frustrating asides from Phil, Margaret, and Bud about how little he cares whether baseball is out on strike or not. He includes his daily toilet schedule. It ought to be good, man. It ought to be real good. It's a 30-minute bit. Doesn't sound like much of a show log, but there it is. Yeah, oh, man. It's all right. It's okay. Everything's good. Everything's good, man. All right, so what am I doing? Oh, looking for... Yeah, so Jackie and I watched a little Handmaid's Tale. We dig that. We find it entertaining. I really love June, man. June, that's my girl. She's ready to kill. She's ready to fucking kill now. You know, the last, whatever it was, I don't know what season it was, 3. We're on season 5, and we've watched the whole thing once already. We're watching it again, and then we find out a new season has come out, 6. Am I right? Season 6 is new, or one, there's a new season we haven't seen. But we're halfway through season five because we were re-watching everything. So that's what we're doing. And we don't go to the new season until we're done. And in one of the seasons, the great Commander Waterford, Fred Waterford, is ripped to pieces by the handmaids. And he's killed, which ends the involvement of the great Joseph Fiennes as he's a great actor. His brother is Rafe. It's pronounced Rafe, even though it's spelled Ralph. Rafe Fiennes, two tremendous actors. And Joseph was really great in this, but that was the end of that. You know, they killed him. They killed him off in season three. But Elizabeth Moss's character, June Osborne, is now like just hell on wheels. She's someone to be feared. She will fuck you up, man. You know, she was a handmaid. That they shouldn't have made her a handmaid. They fucked up when they did that. What are we at, Mayor? Are we at April? Where is that? Where are we? March? All right. While we're on the subject, we're in 2001. Okay, let's go for that. I'm gonna check out. I'm gonna do my thing here, man. Get my. So yeah, Handmaid's Tale is a tremendous show. It is a futuristic, you know, dystopian. What, fantasy? It's not a horror show. It's not even really, well, maybe a little science fiction-y. But you can guess. April 2001, here we go. About a society where fundamentalists have taken over. Fundamentalist religionists, women who can have children are made into handmaids because environmental pollution has made most women sterile. So every household has a handmaid. There's a man, there's a wife, husband and wife, then they have a handmaid. The handmaid, the husband fucks in a ceremony where the wife is present. He stands there with his pants down. But the women are being raped. These handmaids are being raped. They don't necessarily want this, but they've got no choice. All right, what is the date? What's today, the 18th? Oh my God, I can't fucking see shit. These goddamn readers are, what do we got here, man? Doug Danger opened the show to discuss Spielberg resigning from the Boy Scouts board. Doug thinks it's just his way of trying to make up to gays for his lack of gay characters in his newer movies. What the fuck is it? Austin Abarca joins us in the second hour to suggest that we send Colin Powell to China to get our plane back because Orientals are afraid of blacks. He scared the crap out of them. Okay. That sounds good to me, that one. I had a, you know, there's some good questions that are asked here. All right, man. That's it. That's all I got, man. Let's just jump into this motherfucker. Fucking beat to death from all the stuff we had to do. And we'll be back at doing it again tomorrow.